Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parent in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice, and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because, let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parent in Hell with...
Daisy, can you say Rob Beckett?
Rob Beckett.
Can you say Josh Widdicombe?
Josh Widdicombe.
Can you say sexy?
Sexy.
Can you say relatable?
Relatable.
Oh, well, I mean, that's very cute, but I don't think we should get children to say sexy.
No, we don't want children to say sexy. It's weird. It's a bit weird.
I didn't
weird.
Like it.
Yeah.
Even in that lovely Welsh Valleys accent, I'm going to say that's Pontypridd. Outskirts of Cardiff.
Pontylin. Ponto Tin. They can't
Ponto Tin. Why are you spelling that?
P-O-N-T.
You're hungover, aren't you?
I'm really hungover. P-O-N-T-L-O-T-T-Y-N.
Oh, it's too
Pontlo
much.
Tin.
Pontlo Tin. I know it was a Ponty. Pontlo Tin on the map. Is that the Valleys? I think it's the best we've ever done,
oh,
isn't
it's
it?
South Wales. Yeah, I think you've done
South
very well
South Wales,
for yourself
I've done
there.
Really well
the
there.
The Valleys is South Wales,
and
isn't
it's,
it?
Yeah, it's a Ponty
it
on the
not.
Edge of Cardiff. Yes, please.
I love listening to podcasts. It helped me through many night feeds and wake-ups with Daisy, who hasn't slept through once in her 25 months.
Oh, God.
Thank you, funny, sexy and relatable Daisy and Vicky.
Blimey. Can I say how good that was? It's 16 miles away from Pontypridd. Do you know how I got that? That's my my mother-in-law's from Pontypridd.
Is she?
And so all the Alou's family sound like that. Cousin Gareth is the most Welsh man I've ever met. I fell asleep at Alou's nan's house on the sofa and he came in. I'd never met him before. And I woke up and I was half awake. And he's a massive rugby player. I was like, all right there, boy. Oh! And he gave me a massive, that sitcom. He gave me a massive hug and I felt so vulnerable. Honestly, if I'm on my own without kids, well, I wasn't on my own, there was people there I was visiting. But if I'm left on a sofa and no one talks to me and the football's not on, I will sleep.
Right, yeah. I could do the sleep now.
What's your situation? Because I feel great. I've had a good sleep, watched the boxing last night, lose away. I'm nailing the childcare to a
so
point.
This is it. Where are your children at this
she's
moment,
not, No, she's not away. It's not, this is it. She's not in the nick. She's not doing 10 years for food.
No, of course.
Basically, what's happened is, right, I will get onto your hangover in a minute.
That's
so Lou went away, but I was in Vegas for a week, so I didn't have a leg to stand on to argue my point. So she went away Friday afternoon for two nights somewhere with her mates.
Sunday morning we're recording.
So she went away. I picked the girls up from school. My youngest was supposed to go on a play date, but she got scared and the school rung and said she doesn't want to go on a play date. So I had to get both of them, which is fine. I didn't want to force her on a play date. She loves the girl. They get on really well, but I think it's all a bit new. So I think it might have been a bit soon for her to... go on a play date. Anyway, can you turn your notifications off, please?
Sorry, Rob.
For fuck's sake,
Who's
Josh.
That? Who's that?
Who's that? I mean, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. I mean, could be anyone.
It's Ivo Graham.
What's he saying? Was you out with him?
Yeah, I was out with him last night.
You dirty dog. Oh, the panic regret text. I feel so good waking up sober.
I feel awful, Rob.
I feel great. This is making me feel even better.
Look at you at home being daddy daycare for 2 days. Well, and you're walking on air. Is someone looking after the kids at this moment, Rob?
Yeah, I think that's why I'm so happy. So so basically, Lou went away Friday, and then obviously I got on from school. We went to the calf. Then we come home, watched Strictly, and went to bed. And then Saturday was a bit more stressful. I had to walk the dog. That's the problem, having a dog and kids. With scooters, hashtag blessed, but it was a bit of a nightmare because the dog, you can't really walk the dog. You can't watch two kids on scooters and a dog. I need a third eye for that.
Yeah, of course.
So that was stressful.
Walking a dog, Rob? Come on now.
Oh, it's a lot of effort, mate.
Is it?
On a lead it's not. But when they're... Yes, it is, Josh. Because lead it's not. But to get them tired, they need to run. And I couldn't get him off lead because I can't keep on top of him, basically. And anyway, so I was doing that.
Right, okay.
You're drinking tea now, aren't you?
Fine.
Are you drinking tea?
No, I'm not. I wish.
Is that just your mouth?
I wish.
Is that your mouth so dry, isn't it?
Well, I didn't make any noise.
You did. You didn't even rip.
It's a very dry mouth, Rob. It's a very dry mouth.
Oh, horrible. Anyway.
I didn't do that. That sounded like a sex noise.
Then we went. I'll tell you for it. So the scooter was an absolute disaster. Ended up with all the stuff. I've had a lot of coffee this morning, by the way. I'll talk you through my weekend.
So you're carrying two scooters.
Two scooters. I did see something amazing on the school run, right? Not amazing, but it was like, I felt sorry for the lady. So the lady at our school, you can sort of drive through and pick kids up in a car because they've got like, it's a boring one-way system. Anyway, so she, but you don't get out of the car. The teachers open the door and the kids jump in and then put their seatbelts on so it doesn't slow it up. Anyway, I saw this absolute maverick getting out the back and opening her boot. I was like, what's she doing? You're not supposed to get out. Anyway, she was holding a newborn baby, right? Trying to settle it. And I was like, oh, poor woman trying to deal with that. Then I looked in the back of this. She's got a 7-seater. I looked in the back of the car. I think I saw two twins, about three.
Her
8-year-old came out of school and she opened the boot and she was holding a baby, like 2 months old. And she opened the boot and then in the boot was a massive... Oh, no, what's this?
Oh, no. Oh, no, Rob. The fire alarm's gone off in this hotel. Right at the climax of your anecdote as well. It was literally, it couldn't have been worse time for your anecdote.
Oh no, this is a disaster.
I don't leave, do I?
Well, I think that's
the plan. Can't be doing a fire alarm on a Sunday morning. Rob, what do I do? What do I do in this situation?
Well,
do you know who's having an absolute nightmare? Michael is panicking about the edit now. You can't edit together.
No, well, we're going to have to sort of ride out fire alarm. Can you smell anything?
Why have they done that at 10 past 10 on a Sunday morning?
That must be a mistake. You wouldn't do your test then. I'd say Wednesday, 3 p.m. is your best test time.
Yeah, exactly. Just so you know, we do a fire drill at 10 past 10 on Sunday morning. Just so you know.
Anyway, so basically, she's got a newborn baby. She's got two, like, I think are twins. I'm not sure, but they look like there were two kids in there. This might be wrong, but there was definitely a number of children in this car because when the daughter came out, she went to the boot. I was like, why is she going to the boot? Then she got out a massive double buggy. So she might have twins, babies, and like a toddler. Anyway, she took out this massive double buggy, and then her 8-year-old had to climb through the boot to get into the back seat, and then she had to put the buggy back in the car and shut the thing and then put the baby in and drive off.
She took the thing out of the boot so that the child could climb through the boot?
Yes, because I don't think she could move the seats forward in the back because they had, like, baby ISOFIXes in.
Oh, my God.
Thought, that looks hell. That poor lady. If you listen to this, stay strong.
Did you feel better about your own life?
Oh, I felt great about taking a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old to the calf. Unbelievable. That's what I always say. On holiday, on the beach, go near people with younger kids and it'll make you feel better about your kids.
Yeah, of course. People say a crying child on a plane is awful. I think it makes you feel good about yourself.
Exactly. I'm just so hungover. It's hilarious.
Does it sound like I'm hungover, Rob?
Yeah, it sounds like you're still pissed.
Oh, you've got to be fucking kidding me, haven't you? For fuck's sake. No. Why is a different fire alarm gone off? How's that happened?
What's that one for?
It's still going.
They must be testing them. They're testing them.
But why? It's Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
What time did you get in?
Why are you testing a fire alarm?
What time did you get in?
3:30.
Fuck off, 3:30.
I didn't know there was a 3:30 in the morning, Rob, that was like old school night out for me.
So you're away working?
I woke up clothes, Rob.
Oh, Josh.
I don't remember going to sleep.
Right, can I ask a question? Is this I feel fun and relaxed and my friend's drunk, or I feel really stressed and it's the only way to cope drunk?
No, it was I went away to work in Manchester, had a gig, and my friends were on at the gig, and I was like, this is exciting.
So all your friends were on at the gig and you can't get back from Manchester, so I get you. Okay, you've got overexcited.
Who was
there?
Went out.
Who was at the gig?
Ivo Graham, James Acaster, Tim Key.
Oh, some of your elite mates from back in the day.
So we went out, and here I am now. This is not me, Rob.
This is you.
What have I done Josh, this is not me.
You're getting your life back. This is you.
Am I getting my life back?
Yeah, and it's terrible, isn't it? What a terrible
life.
It's
awful. I'm exhausted. I'm more tired than if I had children, Rob.
You sound like you're dying.
I feel like I'm dying.
This feels like that if you were really unwell, we had to keep doing episodes.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, it's not really as fun as it used to. But, you know, Josh gets tired, doesn't he, now?
Oh, I'm so tired, Rob.
I'm having to write think pieces in the Times. What's that?
There's no water either.
Oh, that's the worst. You're going to have to go tap. What, are you in a nice hotel?
Yeah, I am, but you get lost in it. So I've been put in a nice hotel in Manchester. Yeah. I've got lost every time I've tried to go to my room or tried to leave my room to come to reception.
All right, so you can't get any water and the fire alarm keeps going off. I think that's quite worrying.
It's not ideal.
If there is a fire, the last thing you want is it'd be difficult to leave and there'd be no water anywhere.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
They're the two worst things.
I wasn't thinking that I'd get a bottle of water to put out the fire on my way
out.
I
tell you who you need. You need Mylin Class up there to sort that out.
Oh, Mylin Class would have got me absolutely on the street at 4 a.m. to just double check that it was all okay.
Right, guys, before bed, quick fire drill, 3:30 a.m. Where was you drinking? Just the hotel bar?
No, we just went to some bar.
Talk me through how many drinks. How many drinks have you had? Have you been sick?
What do you think?
Yeah.
So, we had drinks at the gig, and then we just went out. I just kept drinking. But the gig finished at 10, so it was only a five-hour drinking window.
True. That's what I always say when it gets to 3:30. If you finish your job at 6 p.m, like most people go to the pub after an office job, then it's only 11:30 finish.
Yeah, exactly.
So what time's your train back?
I've got an open return, Rob.
Right, so...
Cause Mr. Swish.
Oh,
my God.
What time's checkout? We've got a couple of episodes.
I'm a train up.
Yeah, go on.
I've got checkout. I've got the hotel room till 3.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Might go back to bed. On the way out, Rob.
Yeah.
Sat in my seat, ready to go. I'll be honest with you. I've never looked forward to anything more than that train journey. I was so excited.
You love a train.
But I was just like, this is me on my own for 2 hours. Why is it so quick to Manchester? Couldn't it be 4 hours?
No, no one's ever said that.
That's exactly how I felt.
No, that's the opposite of how I feel on a train.
I was just like, this train is too quick. Can't I just sit here forever? And then I got my wish because we're about to leave and a woman who's pregnant and her, presumably husband, got on the train. The train staff came on and they were like, we're not leaving. The guy had kicked through the gate.
What guy?
The husband.
Of the pregnant woman?
Kicked through the gate, yeah, to get on the train. And she was saying, I can't get off, I'm pregnant, I've got an appointment in Manchester. And the police came on to get the guy off.
Could you see all this?
They were surrounding me because these people were opposite me on the train.
No, in the seat. Was it a table seat?
No. I was on one side of the aisle. They were on the other side of the aisle.
And you heard it, or did you film it?
I didn't film it.
You should have filmed it.
Why would I have filmed it?
Put it on TikTok, mate. Could have been your first TikTok. People love that.
I'm doing my first TikTok next week. We're across this, Rob. My first TikTok isn't filming a pregnant woman who's crying because her husband's being thrown off a train.
It's very on brand.
Is it?
Well, we talk about kids, don't we, and it being difficult.
Yeah. So...
boomer parenting. Before I was born, my dad once kicked the train in.
He kicked the gate in. He got taken off by the police. She was crying. It was very awkward.
Oh,
but I was thinking I'm going to get a 3-hour train journey out of this. Then they just let him back on.
Oh.
I couldn't believe it had happened. I was like, you wouldn't do that with kids. That is bad parenting. Once you've told someone you're getting off the train, they've got to get off the train.
Yeah, that's weird. Was he sort of like falling down Michael Douglas, middle class man that basically lost his head,
shorts and a t-shirt.
I don't think that's enough for me to judge him.
You know when Boris Johnson goes for a run and he's wearing like a weird mismatched shorts and t-shirt, that kind of outfit.
Right. Okay. So he didn't look like a sort of a thug, a ruffian.
No, he didn't look like a thug at all.
He looked like sort of a middle class office worker in his running clothes, losing his head.
Rob, he had a Brompton.
No way.
Yeah, he had a Brompton.
Also, who's got an appointment in Manchester for a baby?
At 3:30 on a Saturday afternoon? Come on now. You live in London, you got an appointment in Manchester at 3:30 on a Saturday afternoon?
Who's the appointment with? Jeremy Carl at Salford Studios to work out whose it is?
Yeah.
That would really work if that still existed, that show.
Yeah, you know, I enjoyed it. So that was my day yesterday.
Oh, lovely.
I was so hungover. Is that bad?
It's all right.
But I just don't get the opportunity anymore.
Josh, you're up there working, you've had a few drinks. You had to do this morning.
Few.
I still think you're doing this well. Luckily, I've got loads of stuff to talk through. You can just sort of
talk
sit there.
Talk me through your life, Rob.
Talk me through. Okay, so where did we get to? Went to the... Oh, I can tell you some bad parenting I saw.
Do you want to see how hungover I am? I haven't looked at myself this morning. Okay, I'm going to turn the camera on.
Okay, I'm going to get a live action. Oh my God.
Yeah, I do look awful.
You got a Mohican.
I've got a mohawk. Why have I got a mohawk?
Let me take a photo of that. And also the lighting's all bad. You look sad. You self-soothe your hands with your hair and you don't realise that you're sort of doing it like that. And then it just goes up and up and no one's there to go, Josh, your hair looks mental. You look like an ice gem. I don't want to upset you, Josh, but can you turn your camera off?
Yeah, it's awful.
I don't want to look at you
so
like this.
It's sad.
I'm just going to pretend you're happy and then crack on. Okay. Is that right?
Tell me about your week.
I saw some bad parenting yesterday. I was driving down the high street near me and there was a car in front of me, a learner car, and it was about to go through a green light, but this bloke just walked across the road in like a tracksuit. It looked a bit oiky, right? Walked across the road like swaggering along like an absolute geezer. You know when people that walk like, I'm hard? Yeah. You know, like they walk like they're hard, but it was only a little skinny bloke. And then the learner was like, oh, like sort of jolted forward a bit and then went to go after he left. But then he was calling his kid over, he was about nine, going, come on, even though it was red man for the pedestrians.
Oh, my word.
And then the kid was a bit like, oh, shit, like, that's a red man, there's a car about to go. And then so, like, the kid started crossing as the dad had already got across the road and he was going, fucking hurry up. I was like, this poor kid. And then, like...
Oh, my God.
And I sort of looked... It felt like a sitcom moment of bad parenting. Yeah. And I sort of looked at the bloke, like, I weren't telling him off or being aggressive or like judging him. I was so confused about what I was saying. I sort of looked confused and he just went to me, you can fuck off as well.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what kind of example is that to your
God.
Kid?
That you poor can kid. Fuck off as well.
I've sat here, I've got beats, my window's up, I'm not shouting. I'm listening to the Troll soundtrack with my kids. I'm like, what are you going on about, mate? What a
you
dickhead.
You can fuck off as well.
You can fuck off as well. I've not done anything. I've had
That's
a lot of
incredible.
Abuse, actually, this week. I got heckled twice on my dog walk this morning. This bloke who walks his dog, he's got his dog. My kids always go up to him and go, can we stroke your dog? He goes, no, he'll bite you. I'm like, fair enough. He said what he'll do, so they don't pet that dog. And it's a little pretty one, but yappy one. And he's quite a nice old geezer, but he's a bit doddery, but nice, like really old. Anyway, so I'm walking along. The doddery old geezer goes to me, oh, your dog's so skinny and you're so fat.
What?
I mean, my dog is skinny, but it's a whippet. I mean, I think it's unfair
to compare
your body.
That's not the bit I
had an
issue with.
No, but everyone looks fat next to a whippet. He went, your dog's, he's also as well, I think English is his second language. He looks like he's Mediterranean in his 80s. And he was having a bit of banter. And it's 9 a.m. I've had a busy weekend. And he went, your dog's so skinny, you're so fat. And I also had a pizza last night, Josh, so I'm feeling a bit chubby.
I don't think that's made the... I tipped it in the... I don't think
he's... Yeah, well in my brain.
The pizza hasn't led to the comment. He's not gone... Like, if you hadn't had the pizza, you're still getting the comment, Rob.
Oh, thanks.
No, I don't mean it like that. I mean, it's not had an instant effect. Yeah. What did you say?
I went, all right, what'd you say?
Oh,
you can fuck
brutal.
Off as well, mate.
Yeah.
You silly old bastard. Why you fucking put a muzzle on that little
you
rat?
You fat old prick.
You fucking old prick. You ain't skinny yourself, are you, you fat prick? And then another bloke come up to you and went... because when you're walking a dog, he went
so
to me.
Brutal.
He went, some bloke was walking his dog, went, oh, is that your dog? I was like, yeah, of course it is. I'm not fucking walking another one for a laugh. And then he was like, oh, yeah. I went, oh, yeah, you got me sacked once. I was like, what? He went, yeah, I booked you for an event and it didn't go well. I was like, oh, great. Oh, my God.
Who's
that? It's like TripAdvisor live in your face. I was like, oh, sorry about that.
But let's be honest, Rob. If anything, he should have more issues with you than just a kind of friendly, oh, by the way, you lost me my job. Like, that's quite a big deal. If you're walking a dog, is everything up for grabs? Is that how it works? If you're walking a dog, people can say whatever they want to you, however rude it is.
No, but what it is it's an open line of communication. And so if I'm walking my dog, I'm on the lead, I'll probably have headphones in and I'll be listening to podcasts. But when he's off lead in a park... I have my headphones off because I've got to try and keep calling out to him and work out where he is because I've got like noise cancelling headphones. But yeah, it does invite conversation.
Right.
And I'm not always up for it.
No.
However, good news this week. I'll get back to the weekend, but class rep strikes again.
Talk to me.
Bit of a kerfuffle on the group about homework. Basically, the homework was having to be printed off from the school's website rather than them bringing them home on a sheet.
Come on now.
So I emailed the teacher and I dealt with this pretty well, put a bit of banter in as well, Josh. That's how I operate in negotiations. I said, hello, I hope you're all good. The parents of children are having a bit of trouble getting on top of the homework. The parents are wondering if the school could print the homework sheets for the topic each week and send them home with the children. Some of the parents aren't always in a location with a printer and ink, or the girls are with grandparents or childminders that can't always use the app and or printers. Personally, my dad is 78, hasn't got his own email address, and writes only in capital letters.
Oh,
laughy smiley,
fans,
emoji face.
Fans,
I'm crying
fans,
with laughter and an emoji there, Josh.
Yeah, really nice.
And then just said, thank you very much, Rob, and all sorted, done. So I sent back to the parents' group with a meme, with a thumbs up.
You sent the message to the teachers, but also sent the message to the parents' group to show them that you're working well.
Yeah, no, just to let them know it's all been resolved, Josh, as the class representative. I'm Mick Lynch.
You are, apart from you've got a deal, but like, you've done really, you're doing really well at this. Is this your thing?
Do you know what? I've got a point to prove. I've got a little chip on my shoulder. When someone tells me I can't do something, I have to prove that I can do it. And that's down to some sort of self-worth issues. But at the moment, I'm enjoying the acclaim.
That's incredible, Rob. I'm very impressed with you.
And the respect I'm getting. Thank you very much. And there's a second-hand uniform sale that I passed on the message on, so that was good. So that's, you know, that's pretty good, nailing that.
I'm doing the school quiz, Rob.
You're hosting the school quiz? Already? You've accepted that? I'll leave it out, mate. My kid's been there for 2 years and I've not done that.
Yeah, but my view is, do the school quiz, Rob, and then when something you don't want to do comes along, that's when you go, well,
no,
I did the quiz.
No.
No,
you're doing
wrong.
That quiz. No. Yeah, you're doing the quiz. You're too easy. You're going to do the quiz every year.
I'm not too easy.
And then when you don't do the quiz, I go, God, he's changed. He's gone a bit off. I'm not going to do the quiz anymore.
Rob, I'm writing the quiz.
It's only the evening. And you're writing the quiz. You absolute pussy. Come on, mate. Put your foot down.
Rob, what's the capital of Chile?
Santiago.
1 point. There we go. That's the kind of fun we're going to have.
What I'm just saying, though, you will now be doing that quiz every year.
I've spent the last 3 days thinking about my quiz questions, and I'm so
excited. What a great use of work that is.
Thinking about all the good quiz questions I'm going to do. I'm going to do, what do these three people have in common?
Josh, after the last 4 weeks, you are not a man that needs a more workload.
It's not a work, Rob. It's not work. It's
fun. Now you've said that, you'll do it every year. It's not work, it's fun. It's great fun. He gets to come every evening, do the quiz, have
I'm
a couple of drinks.
I'm doing it every evening. I'm not Jeremy Paxman.
Every year. You'll be doing it every year. 100% every year. You're in now. You're signed up. Rob, do you want to do the quiz? Nope.
Why not? Then you're going to end up doing something else. Watch this, Rob. Josh, do you want to do a 25-mile walk for the school? I'm sorry. I'm too tired from doing the quiz, which I did for you. That's fine. Thank you for doing the quiz. That's how the conversation is going to go.
It is how the conversation goes. Rob, do you want to host a quiz? No. That's my conversation. You said, do you want to? I do not want to. However, I may be pressured into it over time.
I'm looking forward to the quiz, Rob.
Keep telling yourself that, mate, every year for the next 15, 20 years.
Rob, what do these people have in common? Craig Phillips, Kate Lawler, Cameron Stout.
Big Brother.
They won Big
Winners.
Brother. 1 point. There we go. You see, it's going to be
I'm
a fun night,
quiz.
Rob. It's going to be
I
a fun night.
If there's any parents that are listening to this at the quiz, they're going to absolutely hammer this quiz. You've got to write new questions now.
Do you know what I'm going to do for the music round, Rob?
What's that?
Children's TV theme tunes.
Love it.
Do you want to do the quiz with me?
Absolutely not.
I can't wait, Rob. I can't wait to do the quiz with you. Me and you.
Right, let me get back to this weekend because I'm teased this weekend, Josh. And then people are going to get annoyed that we've not got it out. And then we can start talking about your breakdown. No, you're not breaking
down. No, I'm not having a breakdown.
I know.
For the first time in weeks.
This is Josh living his life.
This is the best I've ever felt.
This is the best he's felt in months. Look at him. Have you still not... Do you need a drink? What are you drinking? Are you drinking anything? You got any
There's
liquid?
There's no water.
What about a mini bar?
Should I have a look at the mini bar?
Have a look at the mini bar. Why do you crack a little beer? Get back in the game.
Oh, my God. There's a water. I'm in.
How drunk are you that you didn't even check the mini bar? So this is what was going on Saturday. So Friday, picked him up from school, went calf, come home, watched Strictly, bed. They had little treats to watch Strictly. Lovely evening.
Who's going
to
win Strictly, Rob?
I've only seen the first half of the dances.
Right.
Because I said to the girls as a bribe that they could watch it the rest of it tomorrow if they went to bed nicely. Because it's on a bit too late for them to watch all of it.
Yeah.
I had to field a lot of questions from my four-year-old about Ellie Simmons with dwarfism.
What questions?
Well, just why is she so small and stuff? And I'm just explaining, well, she's got dwarfism and things like that. And then she kept on calling her the little one. I was like, no, her name's Ellie.
Yeah.
And I think it's quite important because when I was a kid, you never saw anyone doing that on telly because everyone was sort of scared to sort of get like abused or laughed at, or just wasn't a different type of thing. But she's really good at dancing, and I think it's really good. And you know, if there's kids with dwarfism and just adults with dwarfism watching, and she sat there and went, "Hello, I'm Ellie, and I've got dwarfism." I think that's so good for like kids and that. And then also, kids out and about will see and interact people with all sorts of different things going on. If those conversations have happened at home on the sofa watching Strictly, I think it's a much better place to have that conversation rather than being out in a park and it being awkward when they're meeting a child with dwarfism for the first time. And I was just explaining that, you know, some people are taller, some people are shorter, some people have blonde hair, some people have blue eyes. You know, everyone's different and stuff, but there was a lot of questions. And I don't know if any other parents sat there panicking and gone, "Oh God, I hope I'm answering these correctly."
Sounds like you're answering them correctly, Rob.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I think you're a very responsible parent.
Well, I just want my kids to be kind and polite. And if you're informed and you learn lots growing up and you experience lots growing up, then it's easier to be kind and polite because you're coming from a much more understanding point of view. My upbringing was a little bit more enclosed of, you could only do certain things because you're from South East London, you're working class. However, there's a big wide world out there, and the more you're used to it, I think the better you can deal with people and deal with things in life, whereas normally people react through a little bit of the fear and the unknowing because they're living a bit more of a sheltered world. And I think it's brilliant. Same with the same-sex couples on there.
Yep.
So we watched Strictly, that was good. And then we went up, so we got up, did the dog walk, which was semi-difficult but fun, came home, had lunch, then we went swimming in the afternoon.
Oh, how's that going? Well, bloody hell, Rob. Bikes and swimming, you're doing all the bloody important lessons at the moment, aren't you?
Well, we went swimming because they were swimming well on holiday, but they haven't swum for a bit. Anyway, we went in there, kids' pool closed because the boiler was broke.
What?
I was like, oh no. So I was like, that'll be fine because they can swim pretty well. I'll take them in the big pool. They can't touch the bottom, but they can hang on the edge and then I can take turns swimming with them and there's loads of floats. We'll be all right. They've got the goggles. They're getting confident now. They can pretty much swim on their own, but I just need to be there in case they get stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't be able to watch them from the edge. So I'm in with them and they went, oh, just so you know, the boiler's broken. So the kids' pool's too cold and the bigger pool is dropping. I don't know if this is accurate, but the guy just said, it's getting colder and colder by the minute, so you might not be in there a long time because the boiler had broke.
In the Soviet Union, Rob? What's going on?
Anyway, so I was like, right, I'll give it a chance. So we get in there. It is cold, right, but it's fine. We're having loads of fun. They're screaming. They started playing a game called Drown Each Other, so I had to have a strong word.
They started playing a game called Drown Each
Let's play Drown Each Other. I was like, let's not do that one. Let's play a different game. How about not drown each other? And they were just laughing and jumping on each other. But they were so excited that they were like, my youngest started swallowing water. And they like to put them on the side going, look, I know you're having fun, but this is dangerous if, you know, you play a game called Drown Each Other. So in the end, they were swimming towards me. But my chest hair's really long at the moment, okay, because it's really boring.
Sorry. At the moment,
I normally trim it.
Do you?
It gets to the point.
With a razor, with a scissors or with
a beard trimmer, but I've lost a charger, right? So I've bought a new one.
How long does it get, Rob?
I'm talking, it would probably
You're plaiting
get...
it?
No, but I reckon if I just left it, it's probably about an inch thick now. It could get to 2-3 inches if I left it.
Whoa.
It just Tom Selleck beefs out. And it makes my chest look bigger and like fatter because...
Yeah,
it's just
that's why that guy said that thing about you and the dog.
Yeah, maybe it's because I've not trimmed my tit hair.
Yeah, leave it out, mate. I've just got a lot of chest hair. Come on, give me a break.
But there is so much chest hair and back hair, it goes all the way over my back, that when they're swimming and they're going under a bit and they want to pull themselves up, they pull on the chest and back hair for purchase.
Oh, my God.
Like a monkey. My God. So they're ripping chunks of chest hair out of me as they climb up me, giggling.
Oh my God!
And I was like, because you just scream. So that was fun. And then it got so cold that my youngest lips started turning blue. So we got out.
Oh no, Rob! You've had a good weekend though without Lou. I think you've had a very good.
It's been great.
You know, on the chest hair thing, Rob.
Yeah.
And then pulling on it, my son. So I, at the moment, we're going through a thing where the easiest way to wash my daughter's hair is I have a shower with her, rather than her having a bath, is we both have a shower.
Fair enough.
So, took my clothes off the shower. My son stuck his hand out to stay vertical. Just held onto my penis, Rob. Like it was a kind of, like, he just held onto my penis like it was a kind of handle to stay vertical.
Oh, that's so awful, isn't it?
It's terrible. Are you like, this
is
wrong?
Did he get enough purchase? This is wrong, or this is long?
It wasn't long. it wasn't as long as your chest hair, I'll say that.
He was slipping, so he put the other hand on there as well.
Oh, but yeah. And obviously he doesn't go, God, it'd be weird to hold my dad's penis.
No.
But it is an odd moment.
It's a horrible thing that's happened, isn't it?
You do go, well, we're never coming back from that. Yeah. That's the end of that then. I'm never going to be able to look
Maybe
you in the
eye
again.
Maybe that's why some dads never hug their kid. You know, some dads are a bit standoffish. Just sort of lean in and go, there you go, well done, son. So we got back from swimming and then kids went to bed. I watched the boxing, had a lovely evening, had a pizza. We know that, made me fat for my dog.
What do you do on your own? Like, when they went to bed and it was just you on your own, was it like me on the train? You were like, this is fucking incredible.
Loved it. Laid down, put a candle on, a bit like that. I make sure it was all clean and tidy.
Candle.
Because there's a babysitter this morning, so I can record this. So I made it all clean and tidy for the babysitter. And I laid there and I played my little jet washing game and had the boxing on in the background. And when the main event come on, I watched the main event and had a great time.
Oh, Rob, what a life.
But then I went to bed and I've got a new sleep style, Josh. I've got to sort this out. I've been grinding my teeth and waking up with headaches and stuff. I'm sleeping in the wrong position, I've found out. I sleep on my front with one pillow under my over the top of my left arm. And I wake up every morning with a bad left shoulder and a headache.
Oh, so your arm's pushed back?
Yes, I'm laying on my arm and my head's like that and I'm sort of sleeping at an angle. So what I'm doing is I'm trying to go to sleep on my back, just facing the ceiling, and it's taking ages to go to sleep. However, when I'm going to sleep, I'm sleeping better. And when I wake up in the night, you know, sometimes you wake up in the night for a wee or whatever, or the kids wake you up. When I go back, I force myself to lay back on my back.
That is tough. To change your sleeping position is a huge decision.
But I've got to. It's so bad. My lower back is in so much pain. My shoulder's always on the blink. I'm waking
so
up.
So you're just lying like a corpse on your back?
Yeah. And I woke up with a clearer head. I didn't have that sort of tension headache. Yesterday I woke up with a terrible tension headache and I massaged my head and it got better. And I think I'm grinding my teeth and I'm not breathing properly because my face is in the pillow. And it's really bad for your posture and your back. So I'm really sticking with that.
I'm so bad at sleep at the moment. It's all gone wrong.
Well, you've been out in the piss the last three.
No, I got to sleep last night. I don't even remember it. But
maybe that's the way. Just go and drink.
What, just drink myself to sleep for the rest of my life? Do you know what? I'm sleeping really well. I just have 6 pints of lager and I'm just straight off.
Oh, God, but that's bad. You have bad sleep when you're drunk because you end up, like, passing out in a bad position. But I am in operation sleeping on my back. If anyone's got any tips on how to sleep better, let me know, because I've realised half of my life is in that bed. So if we nail that, the rest of your day's got to be easy.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't get enough sleep as a parent. Let's make sure the sleep we are getting is good. So I want some proper tips from professionals, not just Darren in Gloucester who goes, oh, I'll do this.
Oh, well, I've got some tips for you. I've got some tips for you because I saw someone about my sleep last week. So, breathe in for four, through your nose. In
I won't do
two,
it now, I don't want to
three,
fall asleep.
Four. Okay. Yeah. And then breathe out to eight.
Okay.
And do that for 20 minutes. Oh. And it, A, you focus on your breathing, but B, you drift off because you're getting rid of more oxygen than you're taking
right,
in.
Right, okay.
So it helps you drift off.
Okay, I'm going to do that. I've got to put my phone up. The main problem is the phone and the position I'm sleeping in. So
that's what a lot of people say is about, like, your bed should just be for sleeping.
Yeah. And, you know, every couple of months.
Every once in a while, right?
Every once in a while when someone's had a couple of glasses of a red plonk.
How is Radio 2, Rob?
I'm doing it in a minute. Fucking hell, today's
really
mental.
It sounded like you're on Radio 2.
Oh, hang on, it's in the Radio 2. Do this as well, Josh, right? Get your thing, like, to breathe, a good breathe in. Just, so breathe in now, just normally.
Yep.
Listeners can do this at home. Just breathe in normally. And sometimes it's hard to sort of get a full, like,
I'm still breathing. Can I breathe out yet?
Yeah, you can breathe out, yeah.
Oh,
but just
God
like, but now, do a big breath in through your nose, but get your fingers, before you do it, get your fingers and pull up your nose a bit like a, so you look like a pig or League of Gentlemen.
Yeah.
And now breathe in through your nose. You get loads more in.
You do.
You get a bit of a head rush.
You can't go to sleep holding your nose like a pig, Rob.
Yeah, I know, but if you're struggling for breath a little bit, do that, and it gives you a big old increase of oxygen in the lungs. Really feels... God, that's loud. It's terrible for Michael to edit, but I feel alive after that.
Do you feel alive? I'm really into breathing at the moment, Rob. It's underrated, breathing.
It's so important. It's the only thing you have to do. Hopefully, you know, chucking a couple of lols, but you don't have to do that. It's just helpful, isn't it? If you didn't, you'd still exist. As we've seen with a lot of our colleagues. Right, Josh, Sunday. I'm not talking about Sunday. So, right, went to bed, didn't get to sleep that well, but I've had a good sleep, but a short sleep, but good sleep on my back. Yeah, so woke up at 8 o'clock, get downstairs.
So is this it now? You're on your back for the rest of your life?
That's it, for the rest of my life. I've got to sort my posture out, my back and my shoulders. I'm on it. 2023 is when I get ripped to shit, Josh. I'm not on tour anymore.
I've heard this so many times.
You wait, at the end of 2023, I'm going to just be absolutely pumped within an inch of my life. Too sexy for this show, literally. I'll write a song about
it. Okay.
God, that coffee's here. Anyway, woke up this morning, 8 o'clock, ready for life.
Eight o'clock?
Well, the kids woke up at 7. I gave them their iPads immediately.
Yeah,
great.
Good work.
They have iPads at weekends. Big sniff on the back. Let's go to work. Woke up at 8 a.m. Get downstairs, ready to go. Babysitter's coming at 9. Dog shit his bed. Not ideal, but I get through it. He's got diarrhea.
Dog shit his bed.
Yeah, shit on his bed. I didn't know if it because I left him in too long, because normally he gets let out about 7 in the morning, not 8. So he's shit on his bed. So I've had to throw that away. But I didn't let it get me down, Josh. No. Made the kids their breakfast, tidied up the house a little bit, got everything sorted. Then the babysitter's come in from 9 till 1 o'clock this morning because I've got to walk the dog at 9, got called fat, come back, doing this podcast.
Nice. Yep.
And then we're done at 1, and then babysitter's going, and then mother-in-law's coming round for the 2 o'clock.
For the Radio 2.
Because I've got to go up to Radio 2. Then Lou's coming back from a weekend away about 7 or 8. Then I'm playing football 5-a-side tonight. Today is a busy day. And do you know what?
Packed.
I'm ready for it. I'm sleeping good now, Josh. I'm on my back. I'm raring.
Yeah, I reckon... I'm going to be honest with you, Rob. You sound like a man that's about to have a breakdown in 3 hours' time.
Yeah, it's 11 a.m. So we'll see how we get on at 8 o'clock kickoff time after I've done more podcasts, gone to Radio 2, done a 2-hour live show on Radio 2, and then got to Five Aside. The thing is, though, Josh, I'm playing with 45-year-olds at the moment. I'm 36. I'm ripping them apart. The jump between 36 years of age and 45 is ginormous. The problem is for these guys, next year when I'm 37 and I'm in the absolute peak, the shape of my life, I think they might have to go, look, Rob, you're going to have to stop playing with us.
I'm going to say it, Rob.
Yeah.
I think you've said about how you're going to be in great shape too many times.
It's going to happen. Manifestation, mate.
Manifestation.
I can, I will, I must. You got to see it to believe it. Believe it to see it.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That last one didn't make sense. The first one did, though.
Exactly,
I can do it. I will do it. I must do it. I want to get fit and healthy. And I'm not doing it for aesthetic reasons. I want to be the granddad that's running around the garden with the kids.
You're 100% doing it for aesthetic reasons. You are 100% doing it
a
for aesthetic
bit,
reasons.
A little bit. I want Lou to be like, can you not wear that top? It's too tight. Everyone can see your abs. Just... feeling a bit self-conscious at the moment. Like, can you not do it? Everyone keeps looking at you. I'm like, look, sorry, babe, but I'm hot. The T-shirt's coming off. Look, it's mid-September. It's hot out there.
So what's your plan? When do you start your body transformation?
Probably after Christmas. After Christmas. Yeah, so what it's going to evolve in, my main problem is what I'm eating. I'm busy enough for the kids. I go on dog walks. I do my boxing. I do a bit of Peloton. I'm active and I'm doing my probably 10,000 steps.
Yeah, I think you're doing your 10,000 steps.
I'm doing my 10,000 steps and I do boxing once or twice a week.
Yeah.
But that always
gets
disrupted.
What's going into that body? That's the key, isn't it?
Exactly. So what happens is, because I'm busy filming and touring a lot this year, I know we're touring next year, but we're only doing a few dates in these arenas, and the same with anyone that's busy. I'm always travelling and eating bad and blah, blah, blah. So next year's a bit of a more of a fallow Glastonbury year for me where I'm not gigging as working as much.
I haven't got any gigs in the diary, Rob. That last
night
got
the quiz.
Was the only gig. I've got the quiz.
It's got the quiz. That was the last one. How'd you feel?
It. Free. Rob.
Yeah.
Do you want the small business shout
out?
Yeah,
I thought he was going to say something else.
Do you know what I was going to do? I was just going to segue straight into the small business shout out. I thought it would be quite weird.
I was waiting for you to say something else and you went...
I misjudged my breath. I was like you when you're sleeping.
I've got a small business one here if you want to find one. Should I do mine? Hi, Josh and Rob. Thank you for saving us through the first year of parenthood. Your podcast has been a lifeline. Your honesty about anxiety is also refreshing and important. When I was pregnant with our daughter, my husband and I decided that his current job was not good for his mental well-being, so we decided to take the plunge and start a business. This was such a special time for us, as it meant he also got to spend the majority of the year with us whilst building the business. He launched in November last year a fermented food company called Firm Believers, F-E-R-M, Believers. The first products launched are hot sauces ranging from mild to very hot. All products are fermented to give them a unique flavour. We would love to send you a bottle of Fire and Brimstone, the extra hot one for you to try. The business is based in Dartford. Get on, Blue Water.
Oh, here we go. I see where we're doing it.
And the sauce can be found, I don't know these people, they do live near me though, can be found at firmbelievers.com, or you can find it in some local butchers and stockists as well as at local markets. We are really looking to expand across the UK, so we'd love a shout out for people to follow us on Instagram at firm, F-E-R-M, dot believers on Instagram, or firmbelievers.com. That is Lisa and John. Well done. And well done also for starting the business. Like I say, the best thing I ever did was try and do comedy, try and do this podcast, because it's even if it doesn't go well, at least you've tried. There's nothing worse than just thinking, maybe I should have done that. So have belief in yourself. I mean, don't, you know, jack it all in and spend all your savings, but within reason, give it a go, I'd say.
Go,
so good luck
it.
To Firm Believers. Josh, what you got?
Hi, Josh and Rob. Please, could you promote my daughter's small business? I'm a 53-year-old mum who's been introduced to the podcast by my 28-year-old daughter, Beth, and who for Mother's Day bought tickets to see you in Manchester next year. Can't wait. That was her, not me. Obviously, I can't wait either. Oh my God, Rob, I'm going to be in Manchester hungover again, aren't I? Beth has a busy, stressful job as a children's social worker, and Jesus, so to help Christ. De-stress herself after the day, she started a small business called The Little Favours at The Little Favours _. The business makes small favour boxes, stroke bags for various occasions, e.g. asking someone to be a bridesmaid box, well-being boxes, thank you teacher gifts, etc. Myself and her dad are so proud of her, and if she gets a mention on the pod, it would make her year. Lots of love, Sarah from Huddersfield. There we go.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Now, I was just saying, we're done now for this episode. We'll see you on Friday, but we're recording an episode with Denise Welsh straight after this.
Need to get on with that.
So if you are listening to that one, Josh will still be hungover for that episode. So when you hear him scrambling around for Loose Women's
different
names.
Person. I'm going to be a different person.
Sure.
I'm going to go,
okay.
Yeah, what's Judy Love like in real life? That kind of stuff.
Well, you know, you've met her.
Yeah, no, exactly. What about bloody...
Come on in. Another Loose Women's name?
Nadia Sawalla.
Well done, actually. That's quite well done.
I'm just quite pleased with that.
See you on Friday. Bye.
Bye.